We're here today because the state budget includes a cut of transit by 10%. And numbers like that sound like an abstraction, so let me just clarify a little bit what that means in Milwaukee, the densest population in the state. Right now, 36,000 people a day ride the bus in Milwaukee just getting from home to work. That's not all the riders. That's just the riders who ride to work every single day. Thousands of people rely on the bus to go to UWM, to MPS, to get to school, to educate themselves, and for many people, it's the only means of transportation. In an era when gas prices now are hitting new highs, the demand is going to increase, as are operating costs. So I don't need, you probably don't need anyone to explain to you that exactly what a 10% cut in our transit funding is going to do for our ability to provide what is a vital service. Beyond simply the regular service, the paratransit service we provide provides people with disability who critically depend on this form of access to transportation to care, work, shopping, education, and simple day-to-day things like, you know, visiting with family, getting to work, getting to school. And most importantly, in a time when the priority we hear most about is the creation of jobs, and I don't think there's a single person who disagrees with that, the biggest economic engine of the state, the single biggest population, the single biggest scalable infrastructure and place to build and create jobs can't do as good of a job when we're making it more difficult for people to get from where they live to where they work. As a result, yesterday, a number of my colleagues, other leaders in Milwaukee, sent a letter to Senators Voss and Darling, all the members of Joint Finance, and Governor Walker. They're all friends of mine. This is Chancellor Mike Lovell of University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Superintendent Greg Thornton of MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools, the Mayor, Tom Barrett, the head of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Tim Sheehy, and myself. This is a group that works together well because we realize we agree on a lot more than we disagree on, and we have a lot of common cause, and we get there more effectively when we work together. The letter isn't simply complaining about a problem. It's offering a solution. And the solution is just this. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates that the Transportation Fund will have a surplus of $28 million. Half of that surplus restored to transit would mean no cuts to transit for the state for the length of the biennial budget. Half. You'd still have a surplus. Nobody disagrees with the need and the importance of austerity and efficient use and stewardship of tax funding, but I'm really not clear who doesn't see transit as a crucial need to create jobs, to empower citizens, and especially in the densest population in the state. I was pleased to work with those my colleagues in Milwaukee in putting together that letter. I was pleased to see Mayor Soglin here, who has the same concern, and every mayor or county exec who manages a transit system is responsible for day-to-day operations and accountable to a budget. I'm sure feels the same way, that we are better able to meet that budget and to create and hit the shared goal of creating jobs if we have adequate funding for transit. And when it seems like there's a reasonable solution here, I hope we can work, and we will aggressively seek to work with everybody here in Madison to get to that goal while keeping their goal of managing the budget in a balanced way, which obviously this allows us to do. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here, and you'll probably be hearing from me more on this issue. Thank you.